as we are reading about Abraham and about him believing that God was able. And when he believed God, the scripture says in Romans 4:22 that when he believed God, it was imputed to him for righteousness. There is a righteousness that the people of God have when they believe God. When they not just believe in God, but when they believe God, there is righteousness that is imputed to them. Because your faith is so strong that you really believe what God says, when your faith is strong, there is righteousness that is imputed to you because of your faith. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 makes this statement then. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to think about how does Romans chapter 5, verse 1 tie in with the statement that has been made that it was imputed to him, that is, Abraham believing that God was able, how does that tie in with righteousness being imputed to him? Brethren, when you believe that God is able, do you notice in 5:1 it says, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. When you believe God, you'll have peace in your soul. When Abraham was told by God that your wife Sarah is going to have a child, when he was told that you're going to have a child and the seed that you are going to have will be as the sand of the seashore and as the stars of heaven, that out of Isaac there was going to become a great nation, that in all of that God was going to bless in an abundant way. When Abraham believed God, you know what he had in his soul because he believed God? What does Romans 5 verse 1 say that we have? By faith. Peace. By faith, Romans 5:1 says, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. If you want to have peace in your soul, one of the most important things that you have to do if you want to feel peace, no matter what's going on in your life, is you have to believe what Abraham believed. What did Abraham believe? Just three words, and none of those words are over four letters long. What did Abraham believe? Believe that God is able. He believed that God is able. And when he believed that God was able, what did he have in his soul? He had peace in the soul. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace through God, peace with God, through our Lord Jesus Christ. You want to have peace during this coming year in your soul? You want to not worry during this coming year? Then you're going to have to believe what God said. You're going to have to not just believe in God, but you need to believe God. Believe God. Jesus Christ is God. Romans chapter 8. Here's something that we can believe about God. Here's something that we need to believe that God is able to do. You know, sometimes one way in order for us to see what God is able to do is to think about what is impossible because God is able. In Romans chapter 8, listen please to verses 38 and 39, the Word of God tells us here, there's something that is impossible because God will not allow it to happen. Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39, the last two verses of Scripture in Romans chapter 8, the Word of God says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able, you remember the words, God is able. And this is saying that nothing is able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I ask you this question. Why is nothing able to separate you from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord? It's because God is able to keep you. The reason, brethren, that I have no fear of eternal hell is not because I'm holding on to God. It's not because I believe that I'm faithful to God. The only reason that I have no fear of eternal hell is because of what Jesus Christ has done for me. It's because of what God has done, is doing, and shall do. And when I believe what God has done, is doing, and shall do, when I believe that Jesus came and saved me from my sins, I have peace in my soul. I have no fear of dying and going to hell because I know that Jesus came and saved me from my sins. And nothing, that's what the last two verses of Romans 8 says, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing is able to separate us from the love of God because God is able to keep that He... You remember the Scripture says that before the foundation of the world, that God chose a people out of every nation and kindred and tongue and family and tribe, that God chose a people and He gave them to Christ Jesus before the world began. And God predestinated that those people would be with Him forever in the eternal heaven. Now, what can change that? Nothing can change that. Why can't anything change that? Because the devil and all of his angels do not have as much power as God. God is able to keep that's in His hands. That's exactly right. In fact, that's what John chapter 10 says. Jesus says that we are in the hand of Jesus. He is the shepherd, and we are the sheep, and we're in His hand. And then it goes on to say, and we are in the hand of the Father. I picture me in the hand of Jesus, and then I picture the Father's hand wrapped around the hand of Jesus, and that's the reason the devil and all of his angels cannot destroy even one, is because of the power of God. God is able to keep us in Him. And that's the only reason that you'll be in heaven one day, is because of the amazing grace of God in saving you from your sins, and then in the power of God to keep you saved. I have some dear brethren in this town that I love with all of my heart. But some of them believe that you can get saved today and then you can be lost tomorrow. That you can be saved and then if you're not faithful to God, you might slip away and die and go to hell. Brethren, I thank God I have peace in my soul and I don't have any worry about me slipping and dying and going to hell. Now, brethren, I do know that God's children who are saved by grace and are safe and secure as far as their eternal salvation is concerned, I do know that God judges His people whom He saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. He judges His people according to their works while they live here in this world. Therefore, the idea that I'm saved and I don't have anything to be concerned about in this life and I can just live like I want to, that's a doctrine from the devil. Because the fact that I am saved means that God is going to judge me according to my works while I live here in this world. The Bible says that whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth. All of those who were redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, God watches us. And He blesses us when we please Him. And He brings chastening when we displease Him. But in all of that chastening, no one is ever cast eternally away from Jesus Christ because God is able to keep us. Aren't you glad that God is able to keep you eternally? It is wonderful. That's right, you can lay down and go to sleep at night. We used to have a dear brother, Brother Harold McClooney, next door neighbor of Brother Jerry Forsyth. Brother Harold used to tell me almost every week, he would say, Brother Billy, I am so thankful to finally know that I can lay down at night and go to sleep. Because he said, for years and years, all of my life, I would lay down at night and I would be afraid that I'm going to die and go to hell because I knew I had not been good enough that day to go to heaven. Do you know the feeling that he must have, do you know the hell that he must have gone through? And when he finally learned the truth of salvation by grace, and he finally knew that nothing could separate him from the love of God, you know what he had inside? Peace. Great peace. The Bible says, great peace have they which love thy law. We need peace. I need to not worry about anything. I need to not only do I need to not worry about my eternal salvation, but I don't need to worry about anything. Turn in your Bibles to 2 Timothy now, and you'll see that we have a reason not to worry about anything. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, the Word of God tells us about the Apostle Paul, who was made a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God chose him to preach the Word of God. And as he preached the Word of God, he became an enemy to many people. And people hated him. As he would go around preaching to the people and writing to the people, many people hated him. But now here's what Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 1. I want to read verses 11 and 12. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 11, the Apostle Paul writing to the young preacher Timothy, he says, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that... What are the three words right there? I am persuaded, that means I know and I am sure and I'm persuaded and I'm convinced that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Now, not only has your life been eternally committed into God's hands, but everything that you have, you need to commit to God. I need to commit my children to God and my grandchildren. I need to know and understand that whether I live to be grown or not makes no difference in their eternal security. But I also need to know there's no reason for me to worry because God can keep them on the straight and narrow path, can't He? And I also need to know that if I do live, I can't keep them on the straight and narrow path. Therefore, it's not up to me, but I need to be praying every day, God, keep them close to You. Listen, brethren, Paul said, I am persuaded that God is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him. You think he was calm in his soul when he says, not just that I've been committed to Christ and therefore I'm saved, but he says, I have committed everything I have to Christ. Therefore, I don't have to worry. It's in the hands of God. I believe God is able to take care of everything that I've committed unto Him. And Paul says, I have committed all things into His keeping. Isn't that a wonderful blessing? Would you like to do that this morning? Would you like to be able to just commit all things into His keeping? I hope that God will help us to do that today. I can't do that unless I believe that God is able to take care of things. I'm not going to hand you something that I don't believe you're able to take care of. I'm not going to send my child or my grandchild off. I'm not going to send them off with somebody that I don't think is going to do a good job of taking care of them. But brethren, I know that God is perfect, and God is holy, and God is righteous, and God is able to take care of all things. Therefore, I can commit all things into His keeping, because He can take care of it all. In fact, brethren, He can take care of things I can't take care of. There are a lot of things I can't take care of. I can't even take care of myself. But God is able to take care of me, and He's able to take care of all things that I commit into His keeping. God has been so good to us all. Yes, He has. Yes, He has. Listen, go forward in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 2. Listen to verses 17 and This is just about three or four pages past where we're reading right now. Look at Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. Listen, Jesus Christ left the portals of heaven. Though He was rich, yet for our sakes He became poor, that we through His poverty might be rich. And when Jesus Christ came down into this world, He suffered more than any man has ever suffered. And there were many reasons for His suffering, but one of those reasons is so that He can learn what it's like to feel what you feel. Do you hear what I'm saying? There is nothing that you have ever felt that Jesus doesn't feel today. Nothing that you feel that Jesus doesn't know all about. And that's taught to us in Hebrews 2, 17 and 18. Hebrews chapter 2, the last two verses, wherefore in all things it behooved Him, that is Jesus, to be made like unto His brethren, that He might be a merciful and gracious, that He might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that He Himself hath suffered, being tempted, He is able to succor or relieve them that are tempted. Did you know that Jesus was tempted? Jesus was tempted in all points like we are, yet without sin. And so every time that you are tempted, Jesus is able to feel what... In fact, Hebrews chapter 4 says we don't have a high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. But in all points, He was tempted like we are, yet without sin. Jesus feels what you feel. He knows what you're feeling. He is touched with the feeling of your infirmities. I had a dear sister call me last night, Sister Elsie Moore. Some of you knew Brother C.O. Moore. Sister Elsie Moore is in a nursing home, and Brother C.O. has gone home to be with the Lord. And Sister Elsie is one of the finest, most godly women that I've ever known in my life. And she called me last night crying, and she said, Brother Billy, I'm so ashamed that I feel alone and discouraged. She says, I know I'm not supposed to feel that way. Do you follow that? I know I'm not supposed to feel this way. And she says, I just don't know what to do because I know I'm dishonoring God by being discouraged and despondent. And she said, I need you to pray for me because I know what I'm feeling I'm not supposed to feel. Do you know who touched her? You know who touched her last night? That's right. It was Jesus Christ. Jesus touched her. And when we finished praying and God had blessed her to feel God's presence in that room, that was what I was praying for, was for her to feel the presence of God in that room. She said, I knew God was able to help me. I knew God was able. You hear those words? That's what she was saying. I already knew what I was supposed to preach, but when she said, I knew God was able to help me to stop feeling this way, I knew in my heart what a glorious feeling it is. When a person feels so depressed, discouraged, and despondent, and knows they ought not to feel that way, and then they feel God come and give, you know what she had because she believed God was able? Great peace. That's it. She had great peace. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't it wonderful to have great peace in your soul because you believe that God is able to help you in all of your troubles? Jesus knows all about our troubles and our problems. He knows about every problem that we're ever going to have in our lives. And God is able to help you and to help me. As we face this new year, it does not matter what Satan brings into our lives. Did you know that? Because God is on His throne. And God is able, He's able to take the heart of any king, as wicked as a president might be. God can bring that man to his knees and have him crying out to Jesus today. Did you know that? a man that would not even pledge allegiance to the flag while other people are. God can have him on his knees and crying out, Jesus, Jesus, help me. God can do that. God can cause this whole nation, many of our government officials that don't want to hear the name of Jesus. Did you know that Congress this coming week could declare, we will only worship Jesus Christ? Do you believe God can do that? When God begins to manifest his power, brethren, the Bible says that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Does God have the power to do that? Yes, he does. Now, if he has the power to do all of that, don't you think he has the power to take care of all of our little problems and our troubles, all of our heartaches, all of our sicknesses, all of our concerns, all of our griefs, all of our financial problems? God has the power to help us. You know what we need to do? We need to do what Abraham did. We need to not stagger at the promises of God. Believe what God has promised, that he is able to help us in all of our troubles. May God help us to believe that God is able, is my prayer for Christ's sake.